I don't remember more than that, with me.
And when you were a boy, what did your mother put the garbage in?
Oh, in the slop bucket.
Everything's a bucket.
There's not a pail of water.
When she was cooking bacon, what did she cook it in?
Skillet.
You ever heard that called a spider?
Spider? No. Never had it.
This is one I grew up with. Spider?
Spider.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound awful?
Spider? Okay. Spider's a skillet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Spider, skillet, frying pan. Now this is a Hudson Valley word. Evidently it started in the Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And then it spread westward. It spread into Michigan where I lived. And the people moved in there, of course. But I guess it was a special one. It had little legs. Mm-hmm. You could put it on the hearth and put coals under it and just cook away. But by the time I came along, everything was a spider.
The legs was gone, though,
yeah.
Probably by then.
And you still fried, and if you fried it, then it was a spider. Huh. Remember my grandmother using this.
What?
But originally having legs on it would be account for the name. Then,
yeah. What did your mother boil potatoes in?
Pan.
And this was small, large?
Well, it was probably 2 quarts.
Mm-hmm. If she had something that held maybe 2 gallons, what would that be?
It'd be a kettle.
And if she was stirring something in a kettle, what would she use?
Spoon.
If maybe as a boy in the spring of the year, you went out, things would start to grow and you'd see blossoms and you'd go out and get a bouquet for your mother. What would you call that? You're going out to do what?
Well, we'd go out to pick flowers.
And what would she put them in?
She usually put them in a jar or a vase.
And some crazy ones here. What's inside the light up there? Who makes the light?
The bulb, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Am I passing so
No, you can't fail this one. have you heard any people from the southwestern part of the state say bub?
No, I haven't noticed. Lot bub? We had a lot bub.
Yeah. Lot bubs.
Yeah.
And, something that goes along with this. What do you call that game where men go out and get in little carts and carry a bag with a lot of clubs and they chase a little white ball?
Golf.
Yeah. Have you heard them call that golf?
Yeah.
They play golf.
They leave the L out.
What does your wife do after supper, for example?
Oh, you mean to relax, or?
No, before she can do that.
Well, she washes the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother call these anything special? Or let's say her best dishes. Do you have any special term for this?
Well, they were always called her good dishes.
Was this ever called China, or?
Well, yes.
To get back to the main chain of thought here, after you wash the dishes, what does she do with them then? Does she put water on them to get the soap off?
She scalds them.
How about clothes after she, well, this doesn't work now, the automatic washer. But, let's say your mother, when she washed her clothes and got them in soapy water, then what did she do?
She rinsed them.
And when your wife washes the dishes, does she use anything to wipe them with when they're in that soapy water?
Well, occasionally.
Give them a little rub? What does she
do? She dries the dishes.
Yeah? And what does she dry them on?
This stuff.
You gonna argue with him about any of this?
No, you can dry the dishes.
They don't get dried very often.